Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to another fucking episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. your favorite tweeter who Jerv be hating on. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Jason Madison. Amin is nowhere to be found. He might be asleep. He might be on a plane. We will find out later in the show. Will Juju show up? We have no fucking clue. This is what he do. On today's episode, we're going to talk about home and away games. How do you get your significant other or the girl that you like to leave the crib? And did Twitter break again? Let's jump right into it. Bro, did Twitter break again?
Man, RIP Twitter. That shit, broke all the way. I think, man, it's not broken anymore. I realize I have a complex, abusive relationship with Twitter, man. You feel me? I love Twitter. I've been on Twitter for 13 something years. I'm on that shit every day. I scroll that shit every day, all day. That's where I get my news, my sports, my jokes, everything. And then in a flash, that shit was gone, nigga. My fucking whole heart was broken. Like, wow. Like, I was so mad at Elon Musk yesterday, a nigga who I don't even know. Like, man, fuck this nigga, dog. Like, how this nigga ruin everybody fun? You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch ass nigga.
That's what they do, dog. they see niggas having fun and be like, no.
So Elon has a tweet, right? And he says, hold on 1 second. Here's a tweet.
He says, change anything.
You awake from a deep trance, step away from the phone to see your friends and family. Now, yesterday, I was high as fuck. I was off shrooms. I didn't even know Twitter was broke like that. I like chimed in. Niggas told me it was broke. I didn't even notice that shit. So I really wasn't affected, but I understand Jason. If all fails, I could go to Twitter to laugh, to keep up with what's going on in the world, etc. We got two new apps that have entered the playground. We got Spill and we got Blue Sky. Spill is more easier to get on. If you don't have an invite code, just DM them. But Blue Sky is a little bit bougie right now. I'm on. When I get some more invite codes, I'm going to invite the homies. But right now, are y'all still on board to jump on another social media app and start over?
I'm not. I'm out. Like, this is
you're not rolling.
Nah. And this is what yesterday made me realize, bro. Like, I'm at the end of my like rope. I'm on my boomer shit. Like, I went from Black Planet to MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram. I look at TikTok every now and then, but I'm not really on it like that. And I've reached the limit of my bandwidth on social media. Like, I'm probably not going to use Twitter as much as I used to now, like, just because that shit gives me a bad taste in my mouth after yesterday. And, like, I realized, like, okay, maybe it's time for a nigga to get into some mature activities or get...
So you about to get offline?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be writing more and focus on my career and type shit. And like, I feel like a nigga who got broken up with yesterday after Twitter broke. You know what I'm saying?
I need to focus on me. I don't believe it, man. Jason, we might have to put a bet on this, man, by the end of the year.
I'm gonna be on Twitter, bro, but I guarantee you my percentage level is gonna be decreased like significantly.
No, I wanna put a bet that you're gonna be on another app.
Oh, and another app? Oh, that's definitely not happening. For sure.
All right, for $100.
$100.
January 1st, you're going to be on another app.
All right, I bet you that I won't. We'll do a virtual handshake. You feel me?
Right.
Witness.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Jerv was there. Now, Jerv, are you going to either Spill or Blue Sky?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, but why are you open to going over there? Because I feel like out of everybody, I would have expected you to have Jason's answer versus Jason having your answer.
Nah, because I recognize like how dope. I'm not as crazy on Twitter as y'all too. 100%, I'm not, right. So my whatever with Twitter is more so I just go up there like laugh. You know what I mean? Or somebody will put something in the chat. I'll click on it so that'll put me back on Twitter. You know what I mean? And you know, whatever. So it's not that It's just not big of a that big of a deal to me, to be honest with you. I just wish homie would just leave Twitter alone and just let it be what it is. Like I don't feel like going to another one, and I don't know enough about this to be like, oh shit, who do I pick? You know what I mean? Where do I go? Where do I take my talents to? You know what I mean? Like if it's Xbox or PS5, you know what I mean? I can have that conversation with you, right? Like I tell you why I think you should take one or the other, but like this, I'm solely going to be relying on like probably you to be like, yo, this is the one we using now. All right. I use this shit. Like it's all good. It's going to be the same shit. Like
word. I mean, look, I've been on all three on the beta for like a month, and it's lonely as fuck over there, right? Lonely. Like, I don't even know what to say. I've been treating that shit like a blank canvas. My shit is so, like, thought out. You know what I mean? Because when we first got on Twitter, niggas was like, going to the store. It ain't like that no more because you've experienced Twitter already. So now everything is like, all right, where do I find people? Where do I find stuff to talk about? You know what I'm saying? People don't want to feel like they're talking to themselves. And I think as they get better with their feed, it's going to be cool. But I just peek in there here and there. I see who follow me and I follow them back or this, that. And I'm just not there yet. I'm still, you know, I'm still hanging old faithful Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm I've been grooving a little bit on Instagram a little bit more, man. The Instagram DM, that's like my Twitter on the low because I've been just sending funny shit. You feel me? Like,
no, I definitely,
I have noticed that. I was like, this thing is randomly DMing me funny shit now. Like, you never did this shit. At first, I thought it was an accident. I was like, why is this nigga sending me this shit? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, nah, nigga, now we be on there, bro. It's up.
I now know.
Yeah, I be on there looking at reels. I definitely spend a little bit more time on the gram. I wanted to ask y'all, because also, like, again, fuck this nigga Elon. and I realized, like, the thing that pissed me off about Elon, he a fake smart nigga. Like, everybody thought this nigga was a super genius or whatever. But do y'all remember, like, it was a nigga in school who would be, like, super nerdy, super geeky, but still didn't have straight A's? Like, that's Elon to me. Like nigga, you look every part and act every part the nerd. You know what I'm saying? You got the rich family. You got all the get the gadgets and shit. But you not really, like, the smart, straight A, like, know everything type nigga. You just play that nigga. So I was gonna ask, what y'all opinion of Elon Musk, like, as of right now?
I mean, I ain't got no, this is the thing. Nigga wrote a check that his ass couldn't cash. Well, he literally had to cash it, but he had to go get the money. He had to go reach up under the mattress to go get the shit. Talking that bullshit. I ain't got no personal problem with that nigga. That nigga, Twitter just a toy for that nigga. He bought something that we really care about, and he just don't care that much because this shit is like his toy. But at the end of the day, I ain't got no problem with that nigga, bro. He don't make and shake my life. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I do hate the functionality of Twitter because he fired a lot of niggas that actually make that shit work. You know what I'm saying? To better explain, all the black people that used to work at Twitter created Spill. So that's why Spill is more urban. You know what I'm saying? And they put in a new UI and UX and it looks pretty. And the background of the thing looks better and it's going to flow a little bit different. And that's why they kind of getting that grass. They calling it the Tubi Twitter, which is hilarious. I think that shit's hilarious. And it's going to be more black shit. And white people just staying off fucking Spill. They ain't fucking with it. It's like almost a race divide. White people going to Blue Sky, black niggas going to Spill. So you know where to go. So
it's like a Black Planet type of
vibe. Yeah, it's like a Black Planet type of vibe.
Sign me up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send y'all invite code, bro. And then
so this is how you win your bet, huh, Trey?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I mean, look, I ain't trying to win it, but I'm just telling you how it is, bro.
You're trying to get me with the black vote. I got you. But
hey, this nigga Jason want to stay over there at Twitter, man. He ain't want to right. Cope with this, bro, in the race war, nigga.
He ain't rolling with this race war.
This nigga ain't rolling with us, bro. He trying to say he mixed, bro.
Nigga trying to throw that Amber Rose jacket on me.
That's a sick jacket, bro. But no, realistically, Elon don't make or shake my day. You know what I'm saying? I know I lose people. Again, saying fuck these people is like, they don't, I'm never going to meet these niggas, bro. I'm never going to let them, like, it's going to be a point, unless the nigga become the president or some bullshit or artificial intelligence robots and shit. Ooh, make me scary. lose my job or some crazy
president.
Shit.
He can't be president, luckily, or he probably will be.
Bro, look, at the end of the day, niggas is crazy. Wow,
what's the reason that he can't be president?
He not American, right?
Yeah, he's South African.
Oh, okay.
You got to be born in America.
Oh, but okay, yeah.
His ass definitely would have tried. At the end of the day,
I mean,
cool at the end of the day, he looking at it like, he doing what he doing, he doing his stuff. It's his app, he can do what the fuck he want to do. We choose to be on there still, we could shake. You know, for one, ain't nobody gonna be saying, that's like when niggas is doing the shit like, hey, we ain't gonna shop black. Niggas still buying whatever. I mean, we ain't gonna buy nothing else, we gonna shop black. Niggas are still going to do what they need to do. We are never going to be like, all right, fuck this, we not fucking with it. It's always gonna be some people that's gonna be like, nigga, y'all on your own. And for Elon's case, it's gonna be some niggas that's still gonna use Twitter. I'm still gonna use Twitter because it just don't really, my community there. Until I can shift that whole 27,000 over to the whatever it is, I'm here. Until I convince everybody to come roll with me, I'm still rocking with who I'm rocking with because these are the people who've been down with me since day one, dead or alive. Because some of them followers, them niggas, some people passed on. And they just, you know, we just hoarding right at this point. So
that's what the money do, though. That the money washes everything away in the words of Succession. You know what I'm saying? So it don't even matter. Like, I could talk all the shit that I want. But this nigga got all the money and all the power, all the control. Like, that's the one other thing I was thinking about yesterday. It's like, it's probably like 20 niggas who got control of everything in the world, you know, in terms of like Supreme Court, presidents, rich niggas, you know what I'm saying? It ain't a lot of people that could press one button and change 10 million people's situation, nigga. Like, that shit is crazy. And that's what's going on, like, right now. You know, niggas is just flexing, like, yeah, I could fuck all y'all shit up, nigga, tomorrow if I felt like it.
If I felt like it, nigga. Like, if what you I feel like doing when fucking a world up? Hold on, be right back.
So the last shit we got, you mentioned, Jerv, you're right. It's a new picture of Drake with his nails painted. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I have no problem with people painting their nails, but is this a shift or a trend that will be continue to happen? Like, are we starting to see, are we going to, because I watched Prince in the Revolution live yesterday, and Prince has always been a nigga who has challenged the gender norms, right? And as we get here, like, niggas is trying to cancel Paul's, and niggas is trying to be, you know, hyper masculine, and niggas is trying to say my rapper would never do this, or my favorite such and such would never do this. It's been here for the beginning, but are you subscribing to it, Jerv? At this point,
I mean, and it's what,
because it don't make or break your day, but no. It is a shift, because the same way Instagram shifts body positive shit, right? You got a daughter. By the time she's a teenager, the body type of a young lady is going to be shown differently, right? Mm-hmm. How do you control that? And it's the same thing as far as the media of 20-year-olds now seeing that. Is it gonna be thug niggas saying, hey nigga, we taking up all the spots in the fucking nail shit. Now, don't get me wrong, my shit right now is nice, but I can't throw no polish on the shit. I can't do it.
I mean, I put clear polish. I've made that clear. Like, but, I will get clear polish. You know, it's just it's never been my thing. People in high school would get it. It was how do I say this?
Rockstar.
No, not even then. It was very goth. What's it? Is it like a goth? Is that like a thing that whatever that that
yeah,
is?
Goth.
Yeah. Like the whole goth vibe. So like I've seen this. So for me, it's whatever. As far as my daughter, I mean, I just got to make sure I'm like paying attention to what she's consuming or whatever, and being there to answer questions and answer questions in the most truthful way as I possibly can, and you know, and keep it pushing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, whatever he doing is what he doing. It's not for me. You know what I mean? It never has been, never will be.
Right. I agree with you, Drake. Yeah, I think Trey, I'm not even putting it. I mean, I guess people could put it in the masculine or non-masculine category. There's a little bit of that in it, I guess, because of, you know, just how, you know, we were raised in the last 100 years or whatever. But mm-hmm. I think of it more of an aesthetic thing. And I think if it fits your aesthetic, like if Lil Uzi had painted pink nails for the pink tape, like, I don't think nobody would bat an eye or care or think it's
not one.
Yeah,
so not one. That's just Uzi being Uzi.
Right.
He also rebranded himself. I can't say himself. He's they now, right?
He's they now.
They.
They're they.
Right. So I personally don't think it really fits Drake's aesthetic. But again, that's...
It doesn't fit hip-hop.
I disagree. That's what I'm saying.
It don't fit Drake.
I just don't think it fits his personal aesthetic. But
so I'm glad that you said that, Jerv, because I had a conversation yesterday, right? Drake is one of the artists to skip the criticism phase. He got co-signed by a gangsta nigga. in Rap-A-Lot Records and Jay Prince, right? Where niggas weren't even allowed to publicly critique his growth. Comeback season was never discussed. Thank Me Later was really never discussed. We got So Far Gone, and then we got Take Care, and it was just like, pow, right? We didn't talk about how this man learned about America in Houston. He was groomed in Houston. Strip clubs, identity, every single thing. This Canadian was taught America in Houston, Texas. And it's all a troll. At the end of the day, the expectations you have for this man, he's an actor first, and then he's a rapper then. And he's gotten so good to a point where he is actually one of the best now. But we didn't allow him, because think about old hip hop. Old hip hop wouldn't let him in.
No, but that's the, I think.
Trey, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm still riding with Jay and saying, like, the pink nails just isn't him. Like, it's right. Not, if Uzi or I don't know, whoever.
Like,
but I feel like those kids fall into the rock lane.
Even Lil Yachty. I mean, there's a bunch of rappers who niggas respect as
the rock lane.
For sure. But that's what I'm saying. It's not less masculine or anything like that, because that's what a nigga does. It's just like part of his aesthetic.
Yeah, I don't think it questions anybody's sexuality at all.
Yeah,
that's
so
not
the
point.
I just don't think it flows with Drake's aesthetic. Like, but Drake.
But if a nigga talking in patois, bro, like,
I mean,
the nigga created player, bro. He just throw on an avatar and just go with the flow. Whatever's hot, he fucking with it.
Right.
But yeah. And you know what's wild? My bad. What's wild is from a rap standpoint, to put it in a simpler form, Hove, when Hove was rapping, he was doing all the flows and he was, you know, he was killing them. And then eventually started getting to flows where it was just like, and we kind of don't like you doing this flow. We'd rather you either stay in that lane or just stay where you're at, like do that type stuff. And I think where Drake is now, where he's getting to this point where it's like, he's now, you know, throwing on whatever mask he has to throw on now in order to maneuver into another lane of music or to do another style of music. It's like, I'm kind of cool, bro. Like you don't gotta do all that. Like, you know what I mean? You might not need to do all this because this isn't you. Like everything else was kind of like it made sense, I guess. But this is, I mean, I don't know.
And Trey, to your point about like Drake not being criticized, I think you could say the same thing for Eminem or a lot of other artists who come in spaces that aren't technically theirs, but because they're talented.
He paid his dues though.
But let me finish though. Like, I think because niggas' talent is so like overwhelming that the criticism, like, you never get to hear it because there's another hit coming out tomorrow. So it's like, what are you critiquing? Because he's mastered American culture so well that, like, you know, he could just come out with endless hits and we don't have even the space to critique him. Now, not to say that people haven't. People have critiqued him, but it's not loud enough because the nigga is just a hit machine. And, you know, like, I think that happened with Eminem. People wanted to say, like, what is this white boy doing? You know what I'm saying? With all these niggas and rap and whatever, but the nigga was so fucking good. Like, nobody ever really loudly was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it was just like, yeah, he's with Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, and this is what he does, nigga. Like, so what?
Well, this has been an informational episode. Shit has been cracked. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoy it. Tell a friend to download, rate, and review, subscribe to our Patreon and all that. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for wherever Amin and fucking Juju are, I'm Black Jesus, aka Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Until next time.